The following broadcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Eliza, and you're listening to the Baseline Hot Takes, where I talk about the newest tennis fashion trends and wild on-court player moments. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 2 of Baseline Hot Takes with your host, DJ Eliza. In today's episode, I wanted to dive into Holger Rune's latest injury and how it happened, and how it's affecting his season, and what it says about the mental and physical toll of being a professional tennis player. So let's start with the facts. Holger Rune is a 21-year-old, ranked 15 in the entire world, and he recently pulled out of the Stockholm Open this past week after showing visible signs of pain in his lower back region. And unfortunately, this isn't new territory for him. He's pretty prone to being injured, and Rune's been battling reoccurring back and hip issues since last season, especially during the indoor swing of the season. So if you've been following his matches recently, you may have noticed him coming up short on some forehands maybe and moving slightly different than usual. He tried to push through it in Stockholm, but midway through the match, his movement completely changed. He began taking shorter steps, reducing his rotation. He was hesitating on his serve, but eventually by the second set, he could not go on any longer. So the crowd went silent as he retired from the match, and you could like feel the emotional weight like in the crowd. I mean, this guy is consistently plays with fire and thrives on intensity and energy, but you know, when your body goes out on you, that fire turns into frustration really, really quickly. So now I want to dive into the mental side of tennis and these injuries that these top players keep receiving. Now, when you're 21 and ranked among the best, there's this pressure, obviously, to keep performing and to prove that you belong where you're ranked at. And fans are expecting you to bounce back in an instant. Sponsors expect you to play through injuries and pain and bad days. But unfortunately, tennis doesn't have an off-season long enough for true physical recovery. And I mean, think about it. You're traveling 40 weeks a year. You're jet lagged. You're sleeping in hotels on top of adjusting to new court surfaces every few days. Different weather, elevation changes, which really affects how the ball bounces, how you make contact with the ball, just the feeling of the court in general. And there's a literal recipe for burnout, mentally and physically. You know, and Rune is definitely known for his confidence, even cockiness at times. But that's just a part of his charm, and injuries tend to chip away at the confidence when you consistently are injured and not playing like your best self, not in your, you know, 100% physically. So that definitely chips away at your confidence, and doubt will begin to creep in, and you start asking yourself questions like, you know, what if I'm not as fast as anymore? What if my serve speed drops? Is the pain ever going to go away? And that's just the battle that every injured athlete fights. It's not just get better, it's believing that you can still be the same player after recovery. So now let's talk about what the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, had to say. Some fans were happily showing sympathy, saying he needs to take a full break and possibly even skip the rest of the tennis season. Others, though, called him fragile or said that he's too emotional to last and to be a good tennis player. Now, unfortunately, that's the harsh double standard that some of these top players get treated with. When someone like Djokovic, let's say, takes time off for injury, it's seen as strategic. But when a younger player does it, people question their toughness and tenacity. And Rune's on-court attitude with his intensity and confrontations with umpires and officials definitely makes him, you know, an easier target for criticism. But I do have to say I respect his passion. You know, it's a fire you can't necessarily teach, but what he needs now is patience in his game. So next, I want to get into these injury patterns many tennis fans have been noticing in modern tennis. Let's zoom out here. Rune definitely isn't alone in this one. If you really pay, you know, close attention and look around the tour right now, there are many, 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 many young players who are struggling with injuries in their careers, early on in their careers as well. Carlos Alcaraz has been dealing with knee and leg fatigue, Jannik Sinner with hip inflammation, and Emma, Emma Raducanu with triple surgery. So the new generation of players play with, you know, an intensity that most people haven't really seen. They're definitely utilizing explosive rallies, extreme lateral movement, and constant stress on joints. And so when you combine that with longer seasons and faster services, that's a recipe for a breakdown physically. Your body can't handle that. The human body is strong, really strong, but it can only handle so much, and many of us know that. Even Federer and Nadal, who are now retired, warned us about this. Nadal literally said in a quote that tennis is asking too much of our bodies now. So Rune's injury isn't an isolated event. It's part of a much bigger problem, and that's tennis players burning out before their prime. So now what's next for Holger Rune? It's been reported that he's apparently going under scans and supposedly is going to take the rest of the month off. And his team seems like they're focusing on rebuilding his core strength, easing stress off of his lower back, I believe. And ultimately, though, the big question is, does he play the indoor Masters events, Paris, Turin, and the Davis Cup? Is he going to play those? We don't know. I think if he pushes back too soon, it could risk next season entirely. But if he sits out, he loses ranking points, momentum, etc. And personally, I would say to rest as a tennis player, as an athlete myself. We've seen too many athletes have their careers shortened by impatience, genuinely just being impatient and not letting their bodies fully recover. And Rune definitely has the talent to go top five. So I think if he stays healthy, he could, but to do that, he needs to invest in his body for a little bit. So now let's talk a little bit about the bigger picture. You know, injuries don't just change how you move. They change who you are as an athlete. Your identity becomes tied to recovery timelines, rehab routines, comeback narratives, and that definitely messes with your head, you know, especially when you're used to being the one everyone's watching and not the one sitting on the bench. But sometimes, fortunately, setbacks create champions. You know, Rafael Nadal came back from foot surgery. Serena Williams, she came back from pregnancy. Naomi Osaka came back from pregnancy as well. Even Djokovic bounced back after his elbow surgery to dominate once again. And if Rune is able to channel that same resilience that those other players had, then this injury could be the turning point that matures him. And he might later on say, wow, thank you that I went through that. So now, lastly, I'm going to give my greatest hot take for this episode. I would say that Holger Rune's injury arguably might be the best thing that's happened to his career. Now, hear me out. A lot of people say pain forces perspective. So maybe this time away from the court can help him to recalibrate his training, reevaluate his training, and then hopefully return sharper as a player, and not just physically, but emotionally as well. Because as a lot of tennis players know, Rune's biggest rival isn't Carlos Alcaraz, it's not Jannik Sinner, neither is it Novak Djokovic, but it's himself. You know, it's his own intensity and his ability to control the flame without burning out. So finally, thank you to everyone for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Baseline Hot Takes.